Hey, family and friends, I hope you guys are ready for this amazing show. Not just any show, but the show really talking about the goodness of God from different men and different women from around the world, sharing their testimonies with us on how God brought them through. Where else? Nowhere else but right here on the one and only John 3:16 with your man, my bro, the one and only Mr. Wim Blankshear. Right here. Keep it lit, keep it locked, and get ready for the blessing like never before. John 3:16. Let's go.
All right, let me hear September 6th on a Sunday with William Blankshear. 1 week ago today, we talked to him about his new podcast, and we spent most of the time talking about William and his background. Today, I'd like to ask him some questions and talk about some of the decisions we made on where he wants to go with his podcast. William, for the first question I'd like to ask you is, the name of your podcast is John 3:16. Why don't you tell your listeners what John 3:16 means to you and what it should mean to them?
Well, John 3:16 means to me that he gave his only begotten son for us. For us. And we have to realize that every day that we wake up, every person that we meet, talk to, every kid that we laugh with and talk with, we have to realize that God gave us that tool to use to inspire people, to be a blessing to people, to lift people up when they're down and they don't know the direction to take. We can lead them to the direction to take. We can lead them out of the loneliness, the sadness, the depression. We can lead them to the man that gave his only begotten son. We can lead them to him. So that's why John 3:16 is so important to me.
So we've known each other for a few years now. We've talked about different business ideas and you know, what you like to do to help people. Always has been centered around helping people, but obviously it'd be nice to make some money while you're doing it. And then we talked about your job at Publix and how you come in contact with so many people, and you can touch them and they touch you. We've talked about which direction to go with these podcasts, whether you speak, you know, from the heart, or you interview somebody, and we decided that maybe you'd share some of your daily interactions with customers that you come in contact with each day at Publix, and why that is evidence of God's existence in this world. Tell us a little bit about your day-to-day at Publix and how you come in contact with folks and what kind of message that your listeners should anticipate in the future.
Well, at Publix, I come in contact with so many different people. You know, everybody has a different way about them. And when you get to talking to people, some feel you, some don't. But when you start bringing God into the conversation, it's just something about that name that changes everything. You know, it's you can start off talking one way, but when you start talking about God, then it just starts changing the whole conversation. And then once, as you go on talking about him, and then people start listening, and they start putting themselves in the conversation more, because whatever you're talking about God, they're relating to it, you know. And then once they get to relating to it, now the conversation is more beautiful than what the way it started. Because like I say, once you bring God into the conversation, it just turns everything around. So if someone's hurting and down and depressed and going through something, man, and you bring that name in, now you've got their attention. Now you've got their attention. So once you get their attention with that name, whatever they're going through, they start speaking on it. And when they leave there, you've given them something to think about, something to help them, something to bless them. And that's all my intentions are. I don't want to be spody. I don't want to be big. I don't want to be the man. You know, I don't want to be any of that. You know, I just want to be someone who came along and was able to give someone something that would be a help to them. And what I try to give people is my testimony. So when they hear my testimony and know what he did for me, he will also do for you. So that's what I try to do.
And you, you've handed out about 5,000 cards to customers, and the cards on the front side say, "What a blessing you are." And on the back side says, "Thank God for Jesus. You are a blessing, William." What kind of reactions do you get from people when you hand them this card?
I get a lot of good reactions because some people come back to the store and they show me the cards. Some people tell me they got it hanging on their icebox. You know, and some people say they got it in their room by the nightstand, you know, and it makes you feel good to know that you've given out something that you're not trying to get any recognition from, you know, but you're giving out something that is being helpful to others. That shows people just how good God is, you know, just how good God is, man. And that's the whole object of this whole thing, is to know that when you can't lean on nobody else, you can always go to God, because he is the one that's in position to help you. Man can't help you. The only one that can supply all of your needs and everything that you need in your life to be equipped to live is God. So now why wouldn't you want to pass that on to somebody instead of passing on something to them that's going to hurt them or deceive them or make them feel a certain way? No, that's not my job. That's not my job. I want to give you something that is going to be helpful to you. Something that's going to be a blessing to you. So if I can do that for the rest of my life, man, I'm good. I'm good. And if I get blessed through all of this, financially or whatever, man, I'll be in position now to really do my thing. really help some people.
Amen to that.
You know, really help some people, man. And he opened them doors and blesses me financially. Man, that has been my ultimate goal, to be in a position where I could bless my wife, my kids, my family, people who are in need, people who are hungry, people who are suffering, people who are in need of being lifted up.
But all you're really doing in your daily conversations with your customers is helping them see how strong your faith is and realize that God is there for them.
And that's why I tell my testimony. See, that's why I tell my testimony, because you have to give people something to know. Well, to feel, not to know. To feel, why should I listen to that? Why should I listen to this guy? You know what I'm saying? I know about God. I know about this. I know about the world. I know about suffering. I know about racism. I know about all this stuff. I know about the election. I know about all of this stuff. Like, why should I listen to this guy? That's why I give you my testimony.
Remind your listeners your testimony.
Yeah. Because, see, once I give you the testimony of where I've been with this sickness and where God has brought me to, man, you ain't gonna wanna do nothing but say to yourself, if he did it for that man, well, I know now what he'll do for me. So you have to give people something, man, to want to be interested in hearing what you have to say. So what better way than giving your testimony? You've got a testimony, Gary. Miss Chrissy has a testimony. My wife has a testimony. Everybody has a testimony. The first thing you do when you give that testimony, it's going to touch the person that you're talking to, because they're going to feel, well, man, I didn't know that. Wow, man, that helps me now. That makes me want to, you know, do things a little different. It makes me want to, you know, say, well, man, if you still walking around at 59 and they told you you wouldn't live past 20, man, I want some of that. So the testimony is the thing that is going to be more helpful to you than anything.
Well, William, I think that's beautiful that you share your story with others. And I can say in the few years I've known you that you're just a good person. You don't, you know, expect anything else from anybody. You're there to help, truly help, and have such a kind heart. And I look forward to listening to your future podcast. You take care, brother.
All right, you too, brother. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.